Today was the third day of an evidentiary hearing over prison conditions at the federal women's prison FCI Dublin, and whether conditions have improved since the prison agreed to institute changes aimed at curbing abuses against prisoners. The hearing was part of a class action lawsuit filed last year against the prison and members of its staff, which comes after nearly a dozen individual lawsuits were lodged against guards and officials at the facility. Orin Nimney is the litigation director at Rights Behind Bars, a legal group representing the plaintiffs in the case. Speaking outside the hearing, he said that the testimony being given this week shows there are still significant problems at FCI Dublin.
The hearing today and this week has been important because it's shedding a light on what's going on in FCI Dublin. We hear little instances in the criminal cases, but the rot is much deeper than any one bad actor. What you're hearing today, what you're going to continue to hear, is that there's a systemic problem at FCI Dublin, and that requires a systemic solution.
This week's hearing came after the plaintiffs requested injunctive relief from what they say is retaliatory behavior by prison staff since the beginning of their lawsuit. While the Bureau of Prisons has argued that life at the prison has improved in the last 18 months after many veteran officers accused of misconduct were removed and a new executive staff was brought in to replace them, the incarcerated plaintiffs say that since filing their lawsuit, they have been the victims of harassment and abuse that they believe is a direct result of their case. Diana Block is a legal advocate with the California Coalition for Women Prisoners. She described some of the testimony one of the prisoners gave detailing a staff reprisal.
One woman went to the psychologist to talk about her experience and the re-traumatization that she experienced through an incident. And the next day, they wrote her up for as a false claim and took away all her privileges and her good time. Her time that would have allowed her to actually be released sooner. So this is the kind of retaliation which, you know, is hard to believe is still happening, but it is.
Other retaliation described during the hearing included allegations of increased strip searches and cells being tossed after the women visited their lawyers and losing access to medication after reporting abuse. Block said they hope the judge will agree to their request to appoint a special master at FCI Dublin.
That would be a third party who is not involved, who is not part of the Bureau of Prisons or the Department of Justice, who would be brought in to Dublin to investigate and to oversee, to make sure that all the issues that have been raised are not just being perpetuated in the present.
After hearing testimony this week, U.S. District Court Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers will decide whether or not to appoint a special master or come up with some other kind of plan to keep the abuses reported to FCI Dublin in check in the coming months. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.